Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Zeppelin, baby!
Never gets old, mama, never gets old. Remember Live Aid, stay with me, 1985, JFK Stadium in Philadelphia, and it was international. There were 100,000 people in the stadium. I was one of the MCs with Chevy Chase.
Right,
I told you this before.
Right.
This was wild. And so it was, so they said, Joe, would you MC it with Chevy? I went, absolutely. Jack Nicholson was one of the hosts. Cher was one of those. I think it was Cher. Yeah, Bette Midler was one of the hosts. And it was like, what was I doing there? I was just off of Saturday Night Live thinking like, wow. And then the big question backstage was, who's going to introduce Led Zeppelin? Who's going to introduce Led Zeppelin? So I'm sitting by myself, and I'm out of the loop, man. I'm not with these big superstars, you know. And I see Jack is there, great guy. Jack, great guy. And he was on the way to the stadium from the hotel we stayed at. They sent a transport, like a bus or something. And I got on the bus, and it was me, and it was Nicholson. How about that? Just the two of us, two Jersey guys, by the way.
That's really cool.
And I get on the bus, and Jack is sitting. I left Jack alone. I don't want to bother him. And he goes, Joe, I'm kind of nervous. You know, he said, he's talking like Jack Nicholson. That's the first thing you think when you talk to Jack Nicholson. Wait, he sounds like Jimmy Brewer, you know? I'm going like, wait. And so he goes, I said, Jack, why are you nervous? He goes, it's a lot of people, man. It's a lot. I go, you know, you just get up, you do your thing. You're Jack Nicholson, not worried. Yeah, Joe, but I go, you just say what you want to say. He goes, yeah, but Joe, you got to have something to say. He goes like that, you know? And I'm in a conversation with Jack Nicholson. We get there. Now Zeppelin's going to go up. Who's introducing Zeppelin? They go now. So there's a conference with Bette. Was it Bette Midler? I think it was Bette. Was it Bette? Cher? I think it was. And Jack Nicholson. You know, who's going to introduce? Led Zeppelin. And Jack looks at me, Joe, you want to introduce? I go, man, I said, man, I'm out of this. I said, you guys are the superstars, whatever you want to do. And I believe Jack ended up making the introduction. But I do remember, I love little moments like that in the entertainment, you know, business. It's just fun. Nicholson, great guy, too. A great guy.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard he's very down to earth on the movie
sets. He
really is.
Smart, savvy, cool Jack, you know? I mean, just, I've had so many little, you know, paths I've crossed now and then. And so now, but I was on stage when Zeppelin went on. And you have not heard rock and roll till you heard Zeppelin play it live to 100,000 people. I thought, I'll get close and I'll get to Led Zeppelin, be able to hear him close up. Damn, they pull you off the stage. I mean, the bass and the speakers drove through your body like you could feel like it was an earthquake. Magnificent, by the way. And that was just Live Aid, and everybody who was anybody was there, and it was great. But just a fun thing, how to think about it. Hey, let me go. I'm going to go to phone calls. Hold for 2 seconds. I just want to address this. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 909, out of New York, Friday, June 2nd. Joe Sebilia producing, Alex Garrett at the board. Al Gattulo's taking a well-deserved day off. Debbie's on the roads. Cara Fasaro is tweeting and texting and doing everything else on social media as we speak. So this about Donald Trump. And I love that we can go back and forth and we could chat about this. And this is from Priscilla, who didn't want to listen to our friend Tommy Lahren. I love Tommy. She is on fire now. You know, she's just doing such a great job. And she said she doesn't like when Donald Trump speaks ill of other, politicians, particularly the Republicans. And don't forget, the great Ronald Reagan said, you know, thou shalt not, that's the 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of any other Republican. And Donald Trump, you know, that's his thing, you know. So I said the same thing. I wish he would pull back. But Priscilla answered back. She didn't want to hear it. She didn't want to. Then she answered back, Joe, thanks for replying on air. It's exciting. This is for Priscilla on Twitter. I get it, and it's bad that Trump ignores your request, because we've invited Donald Trump, and I personally... Now, just to be fair, I've been invited through intermediaries to go down to Mar-a-Lago, you know, and we request that he calls the show. Don't forget, he called three times while he was running in 2016, called this show. This was one of his go-to shows. And Mike Gallagher, who's coming up after us at 10 o'clock, and I both knew after we talked to Donald Trump, read it, blared it back, studied, broadcast as properly and as truthful as we could, we said, this guy's going to win. And indeed he did. He won fair and square. But after he got in, nobody calls back. It's like, okay, we got in. And I think you can't, and believe me, you're president of the United States. You got a couple things to worry about. But also, they assaulted Trump to the point where he didn't have time to do anything. That's to me, that's how the virus came in from Wuhan. Absolutely. They went after Trump, but the phone call here, Pelosi should be in prison, in my opinion. Pelosi should be in prison, and every single person in the mainstream media are complicit with the deaths of COVID for allowing it to come in because they were so obsessed by Donald Trump, in my opinion. So Priscilla goes on to say, Donald Trump should be on your show. Wish he didn't have to badmouth people, but he's Trump. Reality is he can win, Andy, related to our friend Andy McCarthy. And I'll shut up now. Love your show. Love you back, Priscilla. Thank you. I love this conversation. I'm telling you what. And now I'm going to just pull it back completely because I got nothing to lose. I mean, what am I going to do? Get hired in Hollywood? They could care less. I said I voted for Trump twice. I'm telling you what. My prediction is this, that it's going to get, God forbid, and I hope I'm wrong. And unfortunately, we've been right most of the time. It's going to get so bad, and we only got a year and a half or so. It's going to get so bad, and you could see the demise with Biden falling. That's just not Biden falling. That's a metaphor of the country. That's America. What you saw Biden going down, that's where America is right now, and that's how America is viewed by the rest of the world. Donald Trump. It is the one guy, in my opinion, that could fix the ills of what's going on in the country. He's the one guy because I tell you what, I have to tell you this. And if you could turn it off, if you just hate Trump, just turn me off because I'm going to say some things about Trump you may not want to hear. He's got that special sixth sense that I talk about. There's some people that have that that I know. And he could read ahead of the curve. And he's incredibly intelligent in that regard. Donald Trump is. I know people don't like to hear that. It's true. Very intelligent. And he could win in that regard because you know what's going to happen. I'll speak for myself. If it gets bad, if the 401ks get any worse, if we do somehow have a financial crash of sorts, and you know, we will always survive. But you know that China is like drooling to take us down. Putin is winning, you know? I mean, you know, look what's happening in the Middle East. The whole world is imploding, and we are incidental as a country. Once people start seeing that, and it gets really bad in a year or so, people will go to Trump and vote for him because they will have no choice. I'm telling you, right? That very well may happen. And I think Donald Trump is ready, willing, and able to do the job. I just don't like the fighting and the infighting and the name calling. Now Chris Christie's going in. You know, again, I can't help. I'm a Jersey guy. I know people just don't like Christie's days because of his nature and his attitude. I can't help it. I know the guy. He's really a good guy. But Christie, too, incredibly intelligent. And I'm telling you, he's a very smart man. But he's going to start bad-mouthing Trump. He's not going to win. What good does that do? So if Donald Trump could play the elder statesman, when he said in the Tucker Carlson interview, when Tucker Carlson asked Donald Trump, what do you think about Joe Biden? And Donald Trump took a magnificent moment in retrospection. He took a moment before he attacked. And I went, yes. And he went like, and he said, it would be inappropriate for me to comment. Boom. That's it, Mr. President. That's the Donald Trump you need to be. You could, and I know he plays the role he does, but you have to play anybody who plays the role. Ronald Reagan played the role, but he knew what he was doing. So Donald Trump, if he pulls back and he shows humility, look, I know how I get. I know I'm Donald Trump, and I know I drive you crazy, and I know how I am, and I apologize. I just love this country so much. I want to put my heart and soul into this that I get sometimes upset, and I apologize for that. That's all you got to say. That humility, whoever that is going to get you there. Lean on the great talent that is running, like Vivek Ramaswamy. Keep somebody like that close. Vivek is the guy, I tell you, talk about intelligent. This is a kid. He's 30. Is he 38? I don't even think he's 38 years old, this guy. A billionaire. And we are so lucky to have somebody like Vivek Ramaswamy running for president. You know? So now, and then DeSantis is looking good on the press, but no one's got the swagger, the star power, or the command of the stage like Donald Trump. And you just can't compete with that star power, you know? He is a showman. So, but the fighting's got to stop. I'm telling you, I'm pleading with you, because the Democrats, think about this. Look where we are in this country, where we are now. Think about it. However they got the election, you got to move on from that. However they got, you're probably not wrong. Were the shenanigans, and I'm being kind, just whatever happened, right? So you got to move on. But boy, they know what they're doing. The Democrats are so dang smart. They are so smart. They really are. And it's not like a smart for the good of the country. It's smart for themselves, for their power, for their control, for their winning. This is what the invasion at the border is about. And this is from Mark Morgan, a former commissioner of Border Patrol. He said, Mark told us initially, it's about blowing out voting districts. That's what they're doing. And they assume the people are going to be let in. They're going to say, hey, I got in under Biden. I'm voting Democrat. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that whole thing will backfire. What is going to happen? Chaos in America. Terrorists are here. Crime is up all over the place. It's a mess, but they can win. And what the Republicans are missing, and I plead to my Republicans, and I'm an independent, I plead with my Republican brothers and sisters, election transparency. Find out how you can win. It doesn't matter who the candidate is. The Democrats will always win from here on out. They've somehow mastered that. Learn from them. Don't go out, oh, vote for me. Well, don't attack each other. Go after the Democrats on how we should be studying how they won. In Arizona and in Wisconsin and in Georgia and in Illinois. Man, I'm telling you, they know what they're doing. Let me go to Frank. I'm babbling here because I want everybody. I love you. I can't tell you my love for the country, and I know it because I see it, and I'm out there every single day at Chabad of Hunterdon County with my rabbi friend, Ellie Kornfeld, with Rabbi Herson from the Rabbinical College of New Jersey, the great Jewish community building this country. Yet I turn to New York, I turn to the Democrats, and there's anti-Semites within the party, and Chuck Schumer doesn't say anything about it. I'm so confused. I love this country. We're a good people. It's time that you embrace that and we stop the infighting. Let me go to Frank before we break. Hi, Frank. Thanks for calling. What is on your mind, my friend?
Joe, it's always good speaking to a fellow friar. But you're on the money.
Thank you.
You're on the money. Yeah. And don't feel depressed. I'm going to give you a little bit of inside information. It's quasi-inside. My brother happens to be very good friends with Dick Morris. Dick Morris is now personally advising Trump. And all the concerns that you've expressed about the elder statesmen, these things are all going to be sharpened and worked out long before the election, because you are 100% right, and you're the only one who gets it. I wanted to call last week. I couldn't get in when Kevin Cuccinelli was on, and now Andy McCarthy. Yeah. Trump can win, and Trump needs to win, because ever since Ronald Reagan, since that time, you and I both know, the Republicans just don't know how to lead and be in the majority. That's get a reversal of fortunes anymore when Republicans get elected. All we get is a slowing down of the decline. The only one who can reverse it is Donald Trump, because he's from outside and, most of all, not running for re-election. So he doesn't have to curry favor with anyone.
Yeah,
and you'll get things done. And, you know, even the abrasiveness doesn't always work against you. Look at Rudy Giuliani. Not a really nice guy, personally. Very abrasive. But people reelected him in New York because he turned around that sewer, and they weren't ready to go back to what they had before. Trump is the guy we need.
My Frank, a fellow. Go ahead. Please, go ahead.
No. I interrupted you. Again. Say what you're going to say.
No, I was going to say thank you. We appreciate it. You know, and listen, I appreciate your take, but I got to speak up for Rudy Giuliani. He's a friend, and he is a great guy. He's a good guy, but he's the guy that cleaned up New York. But Frank, what were you going to say? You had one more point. We got him still. We got Frank still.
Yes. I wanted to talk about Chris Wray and this contempt charge. If he shows up at that hearing and he has that document, and that document is not unredacted, he should be held in contempt. And what they need to do is they need to take him to the sequester rooms that the House of Representatives do have downstairs. They're not jail cells, but they're sequester rooms. The sergeant of arms takes you, and he cools his heels there until he decides he's not going to be in contempt. Because these people are making a mockery of these congressional hearings. You saw it with Lois Lerner when she was subpoenaed. She makes an opening statement, and then she claims the Fifth, so you get to say what you want to say, and nobody can question you in a sale.
Your statement.
Mark Pomerantz was subpoenaed because he of his role in that indictment with Trump, and he wrote the book. He goes and makes an opening statement, and then he claims the Fifth. These people need to be incarcerated. I used to have great respect for Trey Gowdy. But Trey Gowdy, for all his bluster, he didn't do anything. He was all show and no go. And if Jim Jordan and these other guys, Comer, don't hold these people's feet to the fire, they're going to suffer the same fate as Trey Gowdy. You're going to be an empty suit making threats, and you're not backing them up.
Frank is the man. Thank you, Frank. Fellow Friar, thank you for weighing in. Let's break. We got a break. I want to leave time for the great Miranda Devine. Thank you, Frank, for that call. I'm sorry. I see more calls, but let's break with Debbie right now, 921 on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's take it out to the inbound George Washington Bridge, 40 minutes into the upper level, 25 to the lower. Inbound Lincoln, 25. Holland, about 30 in from both approaches. Traffic slowing down just a bit here on the LIE westbound stop-and-go traffic, getting right out toward Willis Avenue. Watch for delays westbound belts heading out toward Kennedy Airport. And we're still seeing some slowdowns on 21 south at Park Avenue in Nutley. It's an accident with one lane blocked. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly on the Garden State Parkway. The Garden State Parkway getting out toward exit 63. Watch for some brush fires, and we're seeing a closure here on the Garden State Parkway by exit 63 because of that issue. And watch for delays on Amboy Ave at Main Street in Metuchen with the traffic lights malfunctioning. Sunny today, high of 88. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota. Who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees through the lies.
After the search of Mar-a-Lago, there were days of lies about the FBI acting as some sort of thug army. And that hurts because the FBI needs to knock on doors and get people's help.
Because that's what they did at Mar-a-Lago. They knocked on the door and said, hey, can we get some help, right?
That guy should be in prison. He should be in prison along with the rest who corrupted the FBI.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Balance of Nature. Now, I got to tell you, I love you, and you know, we're all in this together, and I have such immense respect and love for you to take the time to listen. So I tell you about Balance of Nature. This is like awesome, Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. Fruits and vegetables, vegetarian capsule, and I live by Balance of Nature. It's because I'm not eating enough fruits and vegetables, clearly. So what the Howard family has offered you, not only do they have Balance of Nature with 100% whole food plants, high-end fruits and vegetables with all the nutrients. This is what Dr. Douglas Howard invented. There's the way to keep and maintain and retain the nutrients in fruits and vegetables at Balance of Nature. But they give you your own health coach at no additional charge because the Howard family wants you to live a healthy life. It's from their family to your family because they want you healthy. Then that's not all, my friends. There's Balance of Nature offering 35% off on any new preferred order. I'm telling you, this is the time you call 800-2468-751, 800-2468-751, to go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code ANSWER, 35% off any new preferred order, and your own health coach. You got to try Balance of Nature. balanceofnature.com, discount code ANSWER.
Feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround, and when it comes to marketing, consider us your personal move you forward company. In a recent study, we found that 53% of local businesses were classified as novices when it came to designing, implementing, and managing their marketing needs. And that's where Salem Surround truly shines. We're a full-service marketing agency agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be. Let us give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and what your competition is doing. Our digital sales and support teams are the best in the industry and deliver customized personal service that's second to none.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM970, The Answer.
Bad to the bone. That must be Hunter Biden, baby. Thank you, Alex. 926. We're going to go right to Miranda Devine, columnist for the New York Post, and a gal that should have a Pulitzer Prize for Laptop from Hell for just plain speaking the truth. Miranda, thanks for all that you do. Great to have you with us this morning.
Great to be with you too, Joe.
Well, where do we go? Where do we go with all of this with Hunter Biden? If I could start there. I mean, now the 10,000 more pictures, you laid it all out in Laptop from Hell and your book. And now they're going to depose the Laptop from Hell repairman. Where do we go with all this? And is this all show? And will it end up in Joe Biden's lap, Miranda?
Well, look, Joe, I think we'll start with the deposition on Wednesday of John Paul MacIsaac, who is the computer repair shop owner, or former, because his repair shop now is defunct because of all the dramas. He had to subject himself to a seven-hour deposition with Hunter Biden's lawyers, who are the most expensive and most aggressive lawyers that money can buy. And, you know, this guy has had his life just turned upside down. And all he has done from the very beginning is be a patriot. You know, he saw things on that laptop that he thought were dangerous for the country. And so he tried to bring it to the attention of authorities. He never went to the media. He just went, he tried to give it to the FBI over and over. You can tell from October through to December when they finally paid attention and came and subpoenaed the laptop from him and then did nothing with it. And he knew, and he was smart enough to hold on to a copy of it because he thought there was something fishy about the way the FBI was treating this story. And so his reward for that is he would be bankrupt if it weren't for donations, grassroots donations to Give, Send, Go. And he's just surviving there. And for his trouble, he gets monstered by Hunter Biden's lawyers. And, you know, the problem is when you've got lawyers that aggressive and you also have behind you all these various Democratic dark money groups that are doing oppo research on people like James Comer, the Oversight Committee chairman, they've gone to Kentucky and put up big billboards just saying, you know, just spilling dirt on him.
Wow.
That they try to dig up.
Wow. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... They have millions and millions of dollars to protect Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Jim Biden.
But how could you? What's puzzling to us, Miranda, is like, it's right. Why? It's like when people tell me, we're talking about Donald Trump, you know, and the good, bad, and the indifferent of Donald Trump. I understand the criticisms, but you hear what I just said? I understand it. I understand it, you know, but I love the guy, and there it is. And, you know, but I understand if you don't, that you don't get any objectivity or decency or humility from the left. They stick together like I've never seen. This is so, what you wrote in Laptop from Hell, right there should, Biden should not be in office. And then this, Miranda Devine, the president falls down at the Air Force Academy. I felt so bad. And I didn't, no one laughed. No one said, hey, look at this. Look at the Democrats. We all felt bad. And they put Fetterman in office and Dianne Feinstein. Who are these people on the left, Miranda? Who are these people? They're not Americans. And now they're buying billboards to shoot down the one guy that is just seeking the truth in James Comer in Washington, D.C.
Well, look, it's interesting you mentioned Joe Biden's fall because, of course, we've seen multiple falls from this president who is 80 years old and clearly not in the best cognitive health.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, he's fallen down so many times and he hasn't broken a bone, so that does say something. skeletal strength, I guess, for the calcium that he's consuming.
Ensure. He's having that Ensure. He's drinking his Ensure, I guess. God bless him for that. Yeah, you're right. All right, I'll give you that.
And you're right. No one on the conservative side is taking glee at this. It's sad. You know, as much as you can revile Joe Biden for his corruption, for his lies, for the damage that he's doing to the country and his spitefulness, he's still, you know, a human being who at 80 has had a fall. And so you didn't see spitefulness. But when, if you remember, when Donald Trump gingerly walked down a ramp that was slippery with rain flat leather shiny shoes,
and he
just walked sensibly, he saw that there was a problem, unlike Joe Biden, who just, you know, pretends to jog and doesn't see obstacles. Donald Trump was sensible, and he did what anyone would do, and so he didn't slip over. And that was turned into just the biggest scandal. And if you remember, Joe Biden himself said, well, watch me walk down a ramp. I won't be, you know, walking like that. I'll be jogging. And it's like, yeah, we've seen you jog. Stop doing it. Someone's got to tell him. Stop trying to jog. You are an old man. You know, you obviously got something wrong with your balance or whatever. Yep. And so just take it easy.
I know. And you know what? There's no malice. There's no hate. Hey, Miranda Devine, while we have you, I'm reading your article here. We just retweeted it. Gail Luft, the missing witness in the House Oversight Committee Biden family corruption investigation, has told the Post he is alive and living as a fugitive in an undisclosed location. Former Israeli Defense Force colonel vanished from Cyprus last month. This is the guy that was supposed to testify, and now they... Now they can't find him. Why am I laughing? This is like a mean spy novel, for crying out loud, Miranda. You know, I mean, oh my gosh,
it's a movie, honestly, and it just never ends. The characters that come in, you'd think it was made up, but it's not. Gal Luft is this former Israeli Defense Force colonel. He was connected with Hunter Biden's Chinese business partners from that energy company. Basically CCP-controlled energy company, CEFC. So he knew these two, or many of them, these CEFC employees and bosses, and they used to tell him about what they were doing with Hunter Biden, which included paying, according to Gal Luft, paying Hunter and Jim Biden hundreds of thousands of dollars, paying Hunter Biden $1 million, we know this is correct, to be, you know, legal counsel. And as well, Gal Luft, after these Chinese business partners started being arrested and disappearing, he went to the FBI and he offered to tell them what he knew. And he did that in March of 2019, a month before Joe Biden announced his presidency. He met four FBI agents and two prosecutors in Brussels, in neutral territory. He told them everything he knew. A lot of the material that was in the laptop that they came into possession of 9 months later, he told them about it. He told them who the intermediary was for the Chinese payments, a guy called Rob Walker, who was a Biden family fixer. And he also told them that...
That's it. We lost her, right? That's it. Yeah, I'm telling you, someone's listening. And you know what? Yesterday, I know Red on Twitter, our gal Red, who listens all the time, Piscopo on the radio, by the way, and talking to Miranda Devine. But I'm telling you, they said there was something wrong with the AM970TheAnswer.com feed that they, you know, that we stream around the world, and they couldn't get that. They were cutting. I'm telling you, I don't want to use the word espionage, but I'm telling you, they're listening. I have no doubt, and I am not a conspiracy theorist. I just know that they listen, and when we get to the heart of the truth, things happen, and this happens all the time. If I'm talking to our dear friend Gordon Chang, we're talking about China, something will happen. And I'm telling you what, that is scary. We'll try to get her back out of respect, but yeah, you, I think, you know, she's been, she's always, Miranda is so busy doing such a great job at the Post, you know, with our other friends at the Post, like Michael Goodwin, that we will just, you're going to try to get her back, Joey? You want to try to get her back?
Yeah, we're trying to call her back. We're having an issue with the
screen. What a surprise. What a surprise.
Oh,
you
I know.
Can't tell me something in the meantime. All right, let me know if Miranda comes back. But thank you, Miranda. We'll stay tuned. But I know somebody's watching. I'm telling you, how scary. You know what? You know what that tells me? We are speaking the truth. And they are afraid. Whoever they are afraid of the truth. Let me tell you about Connors and Sullivan while I got you here, if I may. Connors and Sullivan, you need an estate plan. You need a will. You need a trust. You need a power of attorney. I'm going to tell you where you can see Mike Connors himself in person for free, by the way. Monday, June 19th at Buckley's Restaurant, Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, 11 and 3 p.m. Tuesday, June 20th, the Lucas Trattoria, 616 Forest Avenue in Staten Island, 11 and 3 p.m. Wednesday, June 21st at the Greenhouse Cafe. This is all free from Mike Connors himself. Two shows a day. I always go two shows. He's like doing two seminars, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. 3rd Avenue at the Greenhouse Cafe. That's in Brooklyn. Maspeth, Queens, anybody? Connolly's, corner of Grand Avenue right there. June 22nd, 3 and 7 p.m. Friday, June 23rd, the Aegea Hotel, Northern Boulevard in Bayside, 11 and 3 p.m. Now, if you can't make these free seminars, call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment, 718-238-6500, or you could start here, please, connorsandsullivan.com. All right, can we take a news break, guys, while we wait? We're going to search for Miranda. Susan Lee's coming up as well. Scary stuff. And I see the phone calls. Oof, I'm telling you. But you know what? We're on the quest for truth and decency, and with no hate, by the way, with no hate, just pure objectivity on what's good for this country. And we will not stop, and they can't take us down. They're not going to take us down, but they're trying, and we ain't going to let that happen. 9:36, Bill Gagan has got the news for Al Gattulo this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 73 degrees, sunshine in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. New York City is going to let public employees try working from home. Mayor Adams says eligible city employees are now able to work from home for up to 2 days a week.
Look, I'm a seven-day-a-week guy, and how I believe is not for everyone. And I'm not so rigid that I'm not willing to sit down and figure out how do we reach the goals that we want.
The mayor says that the pilot program will protect core services that New Yorkers rely on while offering additional flexibility to city workers. The founding member of New York's largest Latin king set to spend 27 years in prison. Prosecutors say that Diego Mateo, who's known as Casa, pled guilty to a slew of charges last year. Mateo started the Black Mob in 2002. It's the largest, most violent subset of the Latin Kings in the New York area. You now know what's going on. Bill Gagan on AM 970, The Answer. Let's get a check of the roadways. Here's Debbie Duhane.
Thank you, Bill. Out on the Taconic southbound by Lakeview Avenue heading into Mount Pleasant, it's an accident. One lane is blocked over there. We're still seeing delays on the Van Wyck north by Hillside Avenue. A collision delays back to the Belt Parkway. Eastbound Gowanus still stop and go up toward the Prospect. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Traffic is slowing down this morning on 80 West, exit 25 into Mount Olive. It's an accident with the right lane blocked. Garden State Parkway is still closed in both directions around exit 63 in Stafford Township. It's all due to brush fires in that area. Over on Amboy Avenue by Main Street and Metuchen, the traffic lights malfunctioning there. Checking in on the forecast, looks like we'll see sunshine today with a high going up to 88 degrees. Tomorrow morning clouds, then sun with a high of almost 70, and then sunny on Sunday with a high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhane with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
You know, I love telling you about Dr. Gil Lederman. You know, he told me a great story how he would travel to Italy because he was told so many people needed his help, you know. He did long dissertations there, spoke with every single person. The line was so big. And he told me in a very humble way, because he was very humbled by it all. And the folks listening to Dr. Lederman speak in Italy, by the way, and talking about medicine and, you know, his approach to medicine. Every single person wanted to say hi, and he stayed till the end. Everybody had left, but Dr. Lederman stayed there. That is so Gil Lederman. So when we talk about breast cancer, and you get that news, you know, your whole life is upside down. You know that. You're facing decisions, weighing all the options. So we respectfully submit that you consider the choices offered by Dr. Gil Lederman. When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment. You know, now 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. And Dr. Lederman has been an outspoken advocate of breast saving therapy for decades. Radio surgery is non-invasive, highly successful, involves no cutting or bleeding, very little if any normal tissue is exposed to the radiation, leading to a healthy quality of life, in most cases as an outpatient basis. So Dr. Lederman was the first to bring this body radiosurgery to America. And Radiosurgery New York is conveniently located in Manhattan at 1384 Broadway, right at 38th Street. Most insurances, Medicare and Medicaid, are accepted. So please, at this time of stress, just call Dr. Lederman for an appointment. 212-CHOICES. It's 212-CHOICES.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Gregory Floyd welcomes New York State Senator Joseph Addabbo. Greg and the senator will give you an inside look at what's going on in the borough of Queens, as well as Albany.
Saturday at 2:30 with an encore at 9 on AM 970 The Answer.
Ever wonder what happens behind all those closed doors in Washington and New York City that affect your life? Well, we did too. So we went out and looked for the all-knowing Cat, John Catsimatidis, the living legend, business billionaire, and politician, to tell us what's real and what's fake. Tune in to The Catman every weekday evening at 5. Catch him, if you can, on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio at 9:42. Let me go right to Susan Lee, kind enough to call, a correspondent for Fox Business. We got commercials. We got backed up. But you know what? Susan's kind enough to call. She's a star. She's a star from Fox Business. And we're going to bring her to the airway. Susan, happy Friday. Welcome to the show.
Happy Friday, Joe. I loved your segment with Neil last week on a Friday. That was just a great way to head into the weekend. Some humor, you know, some Joe Piscopo.
I know. He's so funny. I've known Neil. I've been doing that probably for 20 years before you were born.
Oh, wow.
So no, I'm telling you. So Neil will call me. And we go, come on. And people go, you know, in the entertainment industry, you're going on Fox News? I go, yeah, I'm going on with Neil. And we have had so much fun through the years. So thank you for that. Thank you for that.
No,
And he's a good guy. He's a really good guy. Hey, how are you, Susan? How you doing? You doing all right? You got a good weekend plan? Good weekend plan? Come on.
Yeah, you know, my family was in town for the last few weeks, so I'm exhausted from, you know, showing the folks around. Great exhaustion, because it's rewarding, because you want to spend time with the family. But yes, I'm tired, babe.
Yeah, no, listen, that's great. Yeah, so the debt ceiling bill, they passed it. Am I getting too soft? And I said, well, at least they passed it. I thought McCarthy did a good job, Speaker. McCarthy did a good job, but boy, I'm hearing it on the hard right, the hard left. They don't want to move. We got to do something, Susan Lee, correct?
Agreed. I'm glad they actually got it off the table, because this is, surprisingly, it's a deal for 2 years, meaning we don't have to go through this sort of debt drama every 5-6 months as we head into an election cycle in 2024. So I think it's good for both sides. I mean, not everybody got what they wanted, so there weren't that many caps on spending. There were still some, I would still say. So that was surprising. And there was some give when it comes to West Virginia pipeline. So some energy for the GOP side. And there is a limit on a cap on spending. Now, you remember that we're at $31 trillion in debt, Joe. That's 150% of GDP, of the goods and services of this entire economy that we generate each year. So there has to be a limit. There has to be some sort of cap in savings, because your children, your grandchildren will be paying for that in the future.
It's so true. And did we pull back those IRS? I keep hearing the conflicting stories about the IRS, the 87,000 IRS agents. And apparently, I thought that the Republicans pulled that back a bit, money to the IRS. That did happen, correct?
Yeah, there was some. They're going to reprogram some of that $80 billion. So they're still going to invest a lot to go after tax cheats and high earners like yourself. So be careful with those audits each year, Joe.
No, I got to tell you. So I went to do a foundation thing. I'm Joey Benefit. I'm always doing charities. Joey Benefit. You got a charity, I got a tuxedo. I come early, I stay late, Susan. You know, I'm that kind of guy. So now I go about the Homeland Security. They have a foundation that really helps out Secret Service agents and Homeland Security folks who are hurt in the line of duty. And who is there? The head of the regional IRS, you know? So I said to him in front of everybody, what are you doing here? Everybody laughed, you know? But he was the head of the criminal investigation unit. And he gave me, he goes, Joe, here, take my IRS pin because I have the Secret Service pin. He goes, I want you. So if they do come knocking on my door, I think I'm covered. I think I may be covered that I know this guy, you know? The IRS guy, the regional guy.
Was it an open bar? Was that the reason why he was so friendly? There was no need for payments at the bar.
I said one of those things, you know. Oh, please, with the taxes, Susan Lee, while we have you, walk me through this. As a person who knows business and finance, we cannot, in the states of New Jersey and New York, and now we stream all around the country, and I know people are listening, but this is my question. People running, they say, Joe, you should run for governor. Neil's always said that. Joe, you should run for governor.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? The first thing I would do was pull back this state income tax. Yeah, 11%, 10%, 11%. It's ridiculous. And then when we die, we got to pay taxes in New York and New Jersey. How does, and this is my question, how does Texas and Florida, how do they sustain without a state income tax? I mean, we could do it in Jersey and New York, could we not?
Well, so I think there are a lot of high earners in New Jersey and New York. And
absolutely,
as you know, they spend a lot more on their social services because they have a bigger population in New York and New Jersey. Think about how much they spend on the subways to provide the transportation each and every year. But I think it also gets made up when you have zero state income tax. If you have more people coming in and being attracted, high earners especially, moving to Texas, think of Elon Musk, or to Florida, think of Ken Griffin at Citadel, that also increases the coffers because you have people coming in to invest money. So Ken Griffin of Citadel, I think he's building a $2 billion building and bringing his entire office of hundreds of people that make at least six figures each year. So think about what that means for the state when you generate that type of turnover from pretty wealthy, deep-pocketed people.
Yeah, it's so true. You cannot vilify those. And a lot of my friends, they lead the real big earners. They've left. They go to Florida, and then they tell me, Susan Lee, what they've saved, what they say. And I can't even I wouldn't make that in a lifetime, what they save in 1 year for moving to Florida. It's some. So I could use, if we do run, I could use as a consultant. I could consult to Susan Lee. Fine. God, I'm writing it down now. I got it.
I thought you were going to say that Joe Piscopo needs to save 2%, 3%, 4%, 5% each year. I was like, oh, come on, Joe. You don't need the money. Let's be honest.
Please. You know, please. I could, you know what? We'll talk. When I see you over at Fox, we'll talk. I was like, please.
Okay.
But Susan, before we let you go, I love when we see you, when we watch you, whether you're with Stuart Varney or you're doing a stand up by yourself or you're in the studio, you have a great job. You make us feel better about the crazy times that we're in. You really do. You have that. And that is a gift. I got to tell you. So make us, if you would, give us some positive news, because I'm the most positive guy in the world, Susan Lee. But I feel we're going to crash and burn. I mean, I see the president falling down. I see no manufacturing. I see China taking over the world. Financially, can we exist for at least a year and a half until there's a change, hopefully, in the White House?
Well, I think the jobs number was pretty good this morning. I mean, it tells us that the economy isn't in a recession just yet. When you create 339,000 new jobs, high-paying jobs, by the way, in business and services, and that was almost double the estimate. So I think that should make you feel better that at least the economy isn't collapsing.
See? Okay, that do. I feel better already. Thank you. No, so even with the insanity down there. So can you rest for the weekend? Is the family in for the weekend, if I may ask? I
mean, no. They're giving me the weekend off. So I'm pretty happy with that I get to take some time to myself.
Susan, we love having you on the show. Thank you for your expertise always. And we'll be watching, and please come back anytime and always, okay?
Thank you, Joe. Have a great weekend.
You too, indeed. Susan Lee right there, correspondent for Fox Business, doing a great job. Let me tell you, if I can, about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Talk about great things. Frank Siller and Georgie Siller and the Siller family, I've known them for 20 years. Mamma mia, you know. And they told me about Steven Siller, you know, trying to get through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, you know, and not being able to get through with his fire truck because of the traffic on September 11, 2001. And he ran through that tunnel, ran through, Steven Siller did, with that 60, 70-pound FDNY pack on his back, and only to perish in the towers, you know? And from that horrific day and that horrific incident of the Siller family losing young Steven Siller, they have formed the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and they've helped out Gold Star families, catastrophically injured families, you know, who they will build smart homes for the catastrophically injured, these veterans that I have the honor and privilege of meeting when I do a Tunnel to Towers event. Ugh. And, you know, and then how about the homeless veterans? Joe, what are we doing about the homeless veterans? Always people ask. I go, if you donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, you can help the homeless veterans. They built 1,500 homes in 2023 alone. This year alone, 1,500 helping out the homeless veterans. So we ask you respectfully, and I know you get pulled every which way financially, $11 a month is all we ask to help out the incredible Tunnel to Towers Foundation, okay? You go to T2T.org, you know, Tunnel to Towers Organization, T, the number 2, and then T.org, and God bless you for helping out and always being there for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Debbie Duhame, Debbie, have a great, great weekend.
Thinking too
about you, kid. A well-deserved weekend. Always, you're Mrs. Benefit. I'm Joey Benefit. You're Mrs. Benefit. You're like I am. Always out helping out.
Fun. Yeah,
we love you for
good,
that.
Though, right? It's fun. And by the way, what are you doing all weekend? Are you having fun?
No, I. You know what? I will tell you Monday, but it's kind of a secret. So I'm doing like a secret thing that I can't reveal because
secret.
It's a surprise. Yeah, I'll tell you on Monday. Stay tuned. You're not going to believe it. But
okay.
Joey Benefit is alive and well. Thank you for asking. Yeah. Oh,
of course you are. Thank goodness.
Thanks, Deb.
Look forward to hearing about it. Thanks, Joe. And have a fantastic weekend to you and to all of our fantastic listeners. We're going to go out to 21 southbound into Park Ave and Nutley. Everything is still closed with an accident. You'll be detoured around that issue. Garden State Parkway is still closed by exit 63 in Stafford Township. That's all due to brush fires over there. Watch for delays on 80 West, exit 25 into Mount Olive with a crash. Tunnelly Avenue southbound is closed as you get down toward the area of 495 with an accident being cleared. And watch for delays on the Taconic South at Lakeview Ave over in Mount Pleasant with a crash. Still a tough ride on the Van Wyck North into Hillside Avenue with an accident waiting for you there. And the Staten Island Expressway westbound by Bradley Ave, it's ongoing construction. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Critical. We keep AM radio in all cars and all trucks. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for news, weather, and opinion. AM is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping you advised of threatening weather conditions and amber alerts. Text AM to the number 52886. Tell Congress that we need AM radio in our cars. Again, text AM to the number 52886. Standard message and data rates may apply.
A Climate Change with Matt Matern explores all angles of fighting climate change and helping our environment. Matt also explores changing the climate of our political dialogue and helping to unite and heal this nation. A Climate Change is a one-hour talk-focused show hosted by Matt Matern, a highly experienced employment and environmental attorney who talks issues with today's top authors and influential personalities. Sunday nights at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
TV news. It's a love-hate relationship. Well, let's be honest. More hate. We agree. That's why we're different. Salem News Channel has assembled the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. Home to Charlie Kirk, Hugh Hewitt, Eric Metaxas, and more. There's finally a place on TV for lovers of freedom like you. Watch anytime, on any screen, free, 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Got ourselves a sunny and hot day to start off with, and then by the late afternoon, some thunderstorms are going to pass on by, and this is as a result of a cool front that will dip us down quite a bit, as a matter of fact, below average. So our high for the day again, 90 degrees with a sunny start. Thunderstorms then pop up late in the afternoon and overnight, dipping down to 61. From 61, we only get to 68 tomorrow under a mostly cloudy sky. Some sunshine Sunday, 73. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Jeff. Let me tell you about Relief Factor one more time before we go into Mike Gallagher. I'm telling you, if you go to relieffactor.com, you'll see Icarian, resveratrol, and the botanical ingredients, fish oil, that you don't taste an inkling of, by the way. And inkling is a far underused word. But, you know, you don't get an inkling of fish oil when you take Relief Factor. I'm telling you, and it stops the pain for me. It stops the pain. And you could see if it stops the pain for you with that three-week quick start. It's only $19.95. 800, the number 4, the word relief, and you could talk to a really nice person. The people at Relief Factor are so sweet and nice and knowledgeable on how to keep you 100% drug-free out of pain. Three-week quick start. It's only $19.95. You deserve it as we go into spring and summer. You want to be active? You got time. Give yourself 3 weeks. $19.95, you have nothing to lose. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm back! Get up off of that thing! James! Hi!
There it is, James Brown, the legendary James Brown. I got 2 seconds. I'm going to get Judy for a second. Alex, if you would. Judy, we got really literally a couple seconds, but I wanted to say hi and happy Friday to you.
I really appreciate it so much, and you too. I just want to say, you know, I mean what I say, and I'm not a politician, so I want to tell you something.
Okay.
Donald Trump should be honored to speak to you on the radio. I'm telling you right now, you are the voice. Your voice is the voice of reason and truth to save America. Listen. Joe, you're stronger than ever in popularity for good reasons. You deserve it. And your star, my dear, is shining brighter than ever. Okay.
Thank you. I love you.
Honored to speak to you.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you. We'll let him know. Yeah. Thanks, Judy. Thank you, Judy. God bless you. Joey Sebelia, great show. Thank you. Alex, great job. Great job today, kid. Just always a pleasure. Good luck at the games on Nassau County, my friend.
Thank you very much.
God bless you for that. And Debbie Duhame, thank you. And Cara Facero, thank you. And Nick DeMauro Jr. Michael, thanks for watching the phones. Mert Roberts is going to podcast this out. But I did. I've called President Trump's office and said, come on, jump on with Joe, you know, and we get nothing. So I can't grovel, but I don't take it personally, you know, because I know he's a little busy, but it's all good. We're going to continue speaking the truth. Would you do me a big favor? Go out and make it the absolute best weekend ever. You know why? Because you deserve it.